high and the mighty will fall. There will be no power brokers, the wall of power will fall.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Wall of Power Radio Hour. This is your host, Paul Metza. We have a great guest on tonight. She runs a great club, and we're going to be talking about a great event that's coming up. Her real name is Mary Chosvold, but she goes by the name of Mary T. Don't even try to spell her last name. It's Norwegian, and it's a crazy spelling, but everybody knows this is Mary T. Well, it's not often that the owner, of which Mary T is, of a prestigious nightclub that Downbeat Magazine again called one of the best jazz clubs in the world in 2023, becomes the star attraction. But then, the Island of Discarded Women, a monthly live show and podcast that crooners on April 4th, isn't your average ensemble. Every month, it celebrates women who made a difference through dialogue and song. Next month, crooner's owner, Mary T., who we have on, will be at the center of the Island Showcase of Powerful Women. April 4th, put it on your calendar. And she will also be joined by veteran radio actor Sue Scott, 24 years on the Prairie Home Companion, no less. She also does a lot of major voiceover work and other stuff. And they're going to take us through a night of conversation, music, and celebration. If I told you everything about Mary T., I wouldn't have time to interview her on the show, but a few of the highlights. She has been inspired her entire life to create compassionate communities locally and to attract change globally. In her humanitarian roles, she has led the board of the American Refugee Committee and the Center for Victims of Torture. In 2014, she established the Mary T. Scholars at the University of Minnesota for graduate students to work with local NGOs in the areas of agriculture, education, and social services, and the prevention of HIV. She credits strong women in her life, and we're going to talk about one strong woman, her mother, who I had the pleasure to meet. But with no further ado, my good friend Mary T. Mary, how are you tonight?
Hey. Oh, I'm doing great. Thanks for having me on your show. It's really an honor. I really appreciate it.
Well, I remember when I first went to Crooners, how much I enjoyed not only the ambience, the sound quality was excellent for several of the acts that I saw, and the food was amazing. So talk about how Crooner's Supper Club came to be.
So, you know, I have, I don't have a history in music or supper clubs. I have a history in healthcare. And so, you know, our motto is always like people being nice to each other, listen to each other, having good food. And so when we, my late husband and I opened this club, let me go back and say what was happening. We were driving down Central Avenue, and I noticed at the old Shorewood, there was only one car in the lot. And I said, oh, there's got to be problems. There must be problems. And so we drove around Moore Lake, and we went in the back door, and there was the banker from Cross Lake Bank cleaning up the kitchen. And, of course, having been on a board of a bank before, I knew that that was trouble, and it was trouble if the banker was doing the cleanup. And so I said, what happened? And he said, well, they were open Saturday. It went to the sheriff's sale on Monday. The bank bought it back, and it's now Thursday. And so I walked around, and I said, okay, so I will give you an offer on this building for the amount of money that the bank is out, no more. Just your lawyer fees, the loan amount, whatever it is, but no more. He said, well, can I give you the key and then you can look after it? Because I don't want to keep coming down from Cross Lake. Get your lawyers to come up with a one-page agreement, and it's a deal. So it was, and then the next day we came back and we said, oh, my God, it's so big. Because I had never frequented the Shorewood. So I didn't realize it had so many rooms and it was just so big. And we spent the next couple of months cleaning it up, redoing it. And then we opened in November. Yeah. So it was just like happened very quick. And, but I thought that when you had music, people sat and paid attention. So this drinking and talking was quite adverse. And of course, Larry was from England and he has a jazz background, having trained with Thelonious Monk, and his jazz band was the Queen's jazz band.
Wow.
So he played for Prince Charles and Lady Diana's engagement party. So he was used to people listening, not even the Queen listening. So this came as quite a shock to us. And it was like, wow. So I think in some respects it did me well not to have the background. And I just said, well, we have to change this. We have to figure out how we're going to get to listening rooms. So the first thing we did is we took out the big bar that was in the, because you couldn't have people drinking at the bar and listening to music and think that they were going to be quiet.
Sure.
So within a couple of months, we had the bar taken out and then slowly started the listening room policy, which I think is one of the huge assets of coming to Crooners, not only the great food and the great performers and the nice environment, but the fact is that nobody's on their phone. The performers are center stage. So that's kind of how that came about in terms of the culture and what we're about at Crooners, if that makes sense to you, Paul.
Oh, it sure does. And I've been there, and I've never had the pleasure of playing there, but I've seen several shows, and it's so nice to have an audience that is actually listening, not talking, and not on their phones. Now, what year was that? Were you driving by and you decided to buy the place?
So it was in 2014, and we opened in November, and then Larry got sick in February and died in October. So it was really in the hands of somebody who had never done it before. He had opened up jazz clubs in Dubai and in Spain, and so he knew the business. I, of course, knew food because I do healthcare, and I have a number of commercial kitchens. So I had that, but I didn't really know anything about performing and how that worked. And so it was a huge climb for me, is all I have to say.
Well, you found out the job.
Huge learning curve. Huge learning curve.
Well, you've done a great job learning, that's for sure, Mary. Let's just talk about a few of the musicians that have graced that stage. Kurt Elling, the legendary Count Basie Orchestra.
Yeah, they're coming back, by the way.
Oh, cool. Back. And Marilyn May,
of course.
A nonagenarian. She's in her 90s. In fact, we featured her on Wall of Power TV show.
Yes.
She's performed
96 years old next month. 96 years old.
Wow. And she performed in the Tonight Show, Johnny Carson, 26 times.
No, 76 times.
Wow. 76 trombones. Karen Allison.
Uh-huh.
Joey DeFrancesco, and then acts, great local acts like Rio Nito, Mick Sterling, and I've caught a couple of shows when Charlie McGuire does his tribute to what he does with Pop Wagner and the late, great Tony Glover. Tell us a little bit about, I wish I would have known your husband, we're going to be playing some of his music in the show tonight. How did you meet Larry Dunsmore?
It's a very funny story. I had been hypnotized, and he was playing on this white grand piano because he was on a cruise ship. And so every night he played in the Crooner's Lounge, and then he also did shows. So he had a jazz band in England, and his wife was a jazz singer. So when they broke up, the wife got the jazz band, and he decided to go out and be solo. So that's what he did for a while. And I was hypnotized, and he said, you jump up on this grand piano, and I did. It was really embarrassing. My friends were with me like, what did you do? So it's a long story. It's a funny story. But anyways, and then I saw him the next day. I was totally embarrassed because, yeah. And, of course, I suppose he thought I was drunk or something. But I met him the next day, and he said, hey, do you want to have tea? I said, yeah. So he didn't drink. I didn't drink. But, yeah. So, yeah, that was it.
Well, he sounds like a complete English gentleman.
Yes, he was. He was. Yeah. And so he was a jazz. He was a class. He was trained since year four as a classical pianist. And then he started to hear jazz when he was about 14, 15. And then he ultimately won a scholarship to study with Thelonious Monk. So he played jazz. And then one night, he was invited to the Palladium in London and listened to Frank Sinatra sing for 3 hours. He was backstage. And he said it just changed his life. Just changed his life. He knew that he wanted to be a crooner. So that's why the club is called Crooners, because he had a great crooner's voice. Yeah.
Well, that is an amazing story. Thelonious Monk, Frank Sinatra, the Queen of England. I mean,
right. And then to end up in Fridley, you know, and to be in Fridley. But he'd be proud of crooners now.
Oh, and of course, you have that second room, the Dunsmore Room, of course, named in his honor. We're going to actually listen to a song by Larry Dunsmore, I imagine. Written for my guest Mary T. We'll be back with Mary T. for the whole show tonight, but let's hear Larry Dunsmore sing and play his own composition called Mary's Song.
You may not be my first love, but you will be my last. I want you for a future, so we can share a past. You've shown me what a world can be, a place I never thought I would see. When did you come to be my last first love? You will be my music.
You will be my music.
The words that fill my song.
The words that fill my song.
An ocean lies between us.
Just between us.
But you know I won't be long.
No, I won't be long.
You make me smile when things are bad. You're a strength I never knew I had. You're always there for me, my last first love. There is someone for everyone, so they say. We weren't even looking, yet we found our way. Ain't it funny how just a smile can change your day? And you gave me more than I ever had before.
Crooner's Supper Club invites you to enjoy drinks, a delicious dinner, and live music from both big-name local and national artists in a wide array of styles. Before or after your show, check out the new Maggie's Lounge, a perfect spot to visit with friends. It's open Wednesdays through Sundays beginning at 4:30 with cocktails and light fare. And you don't need a ticket to enjoy the great atmosphere of Maggie's. Crooner's Supper Club off Moore Lake and Highway 65, a little piece of old-school nightlife in the 21st century.
Hi, I'm Mary T., inviting you to experience our integrative Mary T. Health and Wellness Center, offering physical, occupational, speech, and lymphedema therapies. Experience our guided imagery, meditation, Tibetan medicine, dry needling, massage services, including cupping and oncology massage. Sign up for our free wellness screenings and learn more at MaryTWellness.com. All major health insurance providers are accepted. Come for therapy. Experience wellness.
Wall of Power Radio Hour.
Welcome back to the Wall of Power Radio Hour. This is your host, Paul Metza. We've got the great Mary T., proprietor and grand lady of Crooner's Supper Club, which is, if you're coming from Minneapolis, just get on Central Avenue, go under the 694 bridge, go about a mile on 65. You'll see a nice little lake and a beautiful little club. Mary, I got to give you props. During COVID, you guys found some really unique and great ways to have music presented in a safe environment. Talk a little bit about that. I thought that was very unique.
Yeah, so we actually, it was interesting because we had just had a big a performer appreciation night, and where they would come and, you know, we would talk about the great work they did. Sometimes performers would perform, and we just, you know, did the menu and the drinks and just say thank you, thank you, thank you. And there was this kind of talk about, whoa, what's going to happen to clubs with the increase of COVID. Now, in the healthcare business, of course, I was well aware of what was happening in our assisted livings and our nursing home and in our group homes. And then there was this rumor that we were going to be closed, and there was a lot of talk that night. And lo and behold, a couple of days later, we were closed. So we did that. We closed up. We thought about trying to do some food, but we didn't. That didn't work. We didn't do that. And then that was in March, if you remember. And then when spring came, this idea of the outdoor movie theater, and one of our sound people had a semi that they would rent out to fairs and things like that, that had the sound and the lights. Okay, well, so then let's rent this semi, open it up in our parking lot, and stream to people's cars. Now, we could only get 70 cars in the lot. We had it all chalked out. So people would hopefully buy per person, not by car, but how many people were in the car. And then that would go to the performers. Well, people in Cooner and in Fridley, you can't drink in your car. You can't drink in your car, even if you're in your driveway. You can't. So then people started to get out of their cars and sit in chairs outside their cars. And remember, the governor said that we could serve food. So it was like takeout, and we had a simple menu. And then we could have a simple bar for takeout as well. We did beer and wine. I don't think we did drinks. And we could deliver that to the car. People had to sit outside their car to drink. As the weather got nicer, people migrated to the lawn. So then we said, hey, we should start to set a table 6 feet apart, and only people who knew each other could sit at the tables. And then we said the weather was getting nasty, so then we put up a tent. And we said, well, we're not going to rent the semi anymore, we're going to build a stage, and we'll have tables and chairs and make sure people are 6 feet apart, set up lawn chairs. People can stay in their cars, so they can still get live streamed to their cars. So we had 252 shows.
Wow.
That summer and fall. More shows than, according to the Star and Tribune, more shows than any other music venue in the United States. And we had a couple shows a night, and it worked really well. And then that's why we said, hey, we need to set up a tent. And so then we ultimately bought a bigger tent and set it in front of the Dunsmore, right next to the lake and not in the parking lot. But some people stayed in their cars until October. We had some pretty cold shows. You can talk to Marilyn May and a few other people who came in October, and then the tent had slats to it, you know, so we could put it down. Some people were inside, some people were outside, some people were in their cars. So whatever they wanted was fine. But the show went on. It's all I can say. The show went on.
Mary T., tell us about, I was so knocked out when I saw Marilyn May at Crooner's a few years back. For those of people that should really get out to see Marilyn the next chance they get, When is she coming back? And tell some people how cool Marilyn May is.
Yes, yes. So she's, I think she's coming back before the summer. And, you know, of course, she comes with Ted, her piano player, and so that's great. She's very determined. She is. She started when she was 91. She'll now be 96. I think she's had about 8 different times when she's played. She's incredible. The last time she played, she did 4 shows. The time before that, she did 5 shows. So
wow.
Some nights she does 2 shows a night. It is perfectly choreographed. She's absolutely dazzling in Bob Mackie clothes. So here's a funny story. So
yeah.
We said, Marilyn May is coming. And oh my God, she dresses in Marilyn May. I mean, in Bob Mackie clothes. And Andrew Walsh, who made a huge impact on crooners. Who's that? Ian, the social media person, said, like, who's that? I said, Bob Mackie dressed Cher.
Yeah, and
well, who's Cher?
Who's Cher?
Like, who? Yeah. Who? Yeah, who are you guys? What do you mean?
Whack
you don't know? Yeah, so I guess it's an age thing. But
yeah.
She comes in all this glitter in her earrings and glitter in her bracelets and glitter on her clothes, and she has the most beautiful Bob Mackie clothes. She's friends with Bob Mackie. So the person who gave her break was Steve Allen, actually. Steve Allen heard her play in a small place in St. Louis or Kansas City, one of the two, and brought her to his show, and that was really the start of her career. She really credits Steve Allen, the incredible songwriter, comic,
TV host.
TV star. Yeah, he did everything. And then Johnny Carson had her on 76 times, and
wow.
and her career kind of rebooted 15, 20 years ago, when people started to find her again, you know, a little bit like Eva Cassidy, you know,
sure.
Well, she died, and then decades later, people rediscover her, and that's what happened with Marilyn May. And so she performs at 54 Below in New York, and she performs in Iowa. But she is very exact. She demands a really high performance from her drummer, from her bass player. She always brings her piano player with her. I go to every single show. Every show is, every time she comes, it's a different set. She memorizes all of her songs. It goes from one song to another song to another song, and then she takes a break. She interacts with the audience. She's very sharp. Nothing gets by her. Nobody talks. Nobody's doing anything in the audience. I mean, she's got total control of her audience and of the stage. She is a delight. Everybody should. Just every performer should watch her.
Yes.
And what an artist she is.
I would suggest anyone out there in the Wall of Power Radio Hour land to Google Marilyn May. May is M-A-Y-E.
Yep.
She told me a great story, Mary, when I was interviewing her at Crooners, that you can find that if you go to Metz America Media on YouTube. She told me a great story how she was in a car ride going from gig to gig with Steve Allen, herself, and the comedian Shecky Green. And I go... Man, if I could have been a bird in the car on that one, I would have loved to hear that conversation. For me, I love that the history of show business, and there's no greater practitioner of that old school get up and give your 110% than Marilyn May.
That's right. Yeah. So it's her 96th birthday coming up in April. So I might actually surprise her and go out and see her perform at 54 Below. I've never seen her perform anywhere else. And she did a sold-out show at Carnegie Hall.
Wow.
Amazing, huh? Last year.
Say no more.
Yeah. I know. So we have, you know, I think the success of Crooners is its local talent. I just have to push that out. People say, oh, why don't you come here and open a club. And I always say, no, it's the magic of the Minnesota performers that makes crooners great. And I think it's the wonderful audience that appreciates this kind of audience that we have. I mean, the kind of audience we have and the kind of performers we have in this area. We love it when people come from out of town. You know, tonight we had Bobby Lyle on Friday night. And,
wow.
You know, we have these out-of-town people come in, but really it's the day-to-day Minnesota performers that really makes crooners great.
Well, I've been saying for years, the Twin Cities in particular has one of the greatest and most sophisticated and soulful audiences anywhere in the country. And they are a big part of what, for musicians like myself and others, and I've got to put a plug into one of your first call bass players. She always plays with Marilyn when Marilyn May's in town. Is the great Gary Rayner on Upright
Down
House Bass. But there's a, you know, big credit should go to the audience that not only goes to crooners, but enjoys the music at all the other variety of clubs we have in the neighborhood. Real quick, Mary T., I was so delighted to meet your mother, who I believe lived in her 90s. She would always, you can always, for those of you who've never been to crooners, Mary T. is the gorgeous blonde that walks around with these beautiful Norwegian sweaters in the wintertime. And back several times when I was out there, your mother was there. Tell us a little bit about her and her favorite drink. I forget the name of it, but I'd have one or two every time I was there.
Yeah. So her favorite drink is the E&J brandy. And she likes the least expensive E&J brandy because then she can have two. You know, you drink the tough stuff and you can only have one. So she lived to be 100 plus 40 days. She had a couple of favorite seats, one in the Dunsmore and one in the main stage. I was always quite astounded because she followed the music wonderfully. So if you're listening to jazz, she never applauded inappropriately. She always knew when it ended. She used to tease Billy Peterson all the time about how nice his shoes were and his suit and how handsome he looked. And, but she really appreciated the music. And so she was with me at Crooner's the night before she died.
Wow.
So, I mean, she went all the time and she always was very sweet to all the performers and, of course, to the customers who would come and then she set the stage for niceness, I think. Servers are to be nice to people. And we have de-invited, I think that's not a word, but performers who are not nice. They're not nice to the audience. If they're not nice to the serving staff, they just don't need to perform at Crooner's. So I think the politeness, the niceness, we're a community, we're all here together, is part of the fun of being at Crooner's.
Well, and there's no nicer musician in town than Billy Peterson. What was your mother's name?
Margaret.
Well, let's dedicate this song. We're going to listen to a song that your late husband, Larry Densmore, wrote and performed, an instrumental called George and Ira, and then we'll be back with Mary T. on the Wall of Power Radio Hour.
Thank you.
Governor's Supper Club invites you to enjoy drinks, a delicious dinner, and live music from both big-name local and national artists in a wide array of styles. Before or after your show, check out the new Maggie's Lounge, a perfect spot to visit with friends. It's open Wednesdays through Sundays beginning at 4:30 with cocktails and light fare. And you don't need a ticket to enjoy the great atmosphere of Maggie's. Crooner's Supper Club off Moore Lake and Highway 65. A little piece of old-school nightlife in the 21st century.
End-of-life decisions are not easy to make. Hi, I'm Mary T. of Mary T. Hospice Care. It's important to make sure that this difficult time is meaningful and comforting to you and your loved ones. Our hospice team provides an individualized program of physical, emotional, spiritual, and practical care so your loved one is comfortable and not in pain. At Mary T. Hospice, we understand that choosing the right hospice care provider can be overwhelming, but we're here to assist you. Learn more today at MaryTInc.com.
Welcome back to the third set of the Wall and Power Radio Hour. This is your host, Paul Metza. My most delightful guest for the whole show tonight, the maven of Crooner's Supper Club, Miss Mary T. Mary, now tell us about what's going on at Crooner's on April 4th. It sounds like a wonderful evening.
Yeah, so, you know, if you don't mind, can I push out the different venues for people who haven't been there, and then we could talk about Sue Scott in the main stage, or
Mary,
do you want to control the conversation? Or
Mary, control a conversation with you? Impossible. You have the floor. Say whatever you want.
So I know we only have a few minutes left. So one of the things I wanted to say is that for me, exposing people to music is really important. So that's why we have Maggie's Lounge, named after my mother. And on Wednesdays, we typically have free music by one of the performers who performs at Crooner's. Could be Tom Hunter. It could be Linda Peterson and her son Jason. It could be Mia Dore. They come in for 2 hours. People can come in and have light fare. And then on Saturdays and Sundays, we do an afterglow. Piano player and a singer could... Rick Carlson and Jeffrey Jones is this weekend. People can come in at like 8 o'clock until 10 o'clock and be exposed to free music. And I think it's all about getting music out there to people. So, of course, then they can choose to come to one of the stages. And in May, we open up the big Belvedere outdoor tent with the stage that holds about 17 people. So, you know, that's why we can have the Acme Jazz Band and other orchestras, as well as you've mentioned the Dunsmore Jazz Room. And Sue Scott is in the main stage, which is no longer has its big bar and has been renovated. Looks a little bit like the old Las Vegas, I would say, with some booths and some nice crystal lighting in it. And so Sue Scott has done this show, I shouldn't probably say how many years. She's been at Crooner's for quite a few years, and she brings up this incredible talent that she has a part of her team. One is a spoken word artist, so they might do poems or stories. They write songs. They make political comments. And then they have normally a guest singer, and this time they have Ms. Love, who is from Nigeria, is living in Minnesota, and she will talk about her life story as somebody coming out as a performer in Nigeria and coming to Minnesota. And then she has a guest speaker, or she has, like, once she had Paula Pound, who is actually a performer, or she might have a politician come and talk. And this time she chose me to talk a bit about Crooner's, but probably a little bit more about the humanitarian work I do. Yeah, so that's the four kind of music venues we have. And the Island of Discarded Women will be in the main stage.
Now, how can people order tickets for this event on April 4th or anytime they want to come to Crooner's? What's the ticket website?
Just go to croonersmn.com, and then you'll click on the website, and then there'll be a menu, and it will have tickets, and it'll take you right to event. You can see the listing of all the shows. You can read about the shows, and then you can click on and go to Eventbrite and just order your tickets.
Well, and I also want to thank you on behalf of AM950 because you've been a big supporter and advertiser on the station for years, being the good liberal that you are. God bless you.
That's right.
Let's talk a little bit about some of your favorite shows over the years. I know you've seen hundreds, if not thousands, but give me three or four really stick out.
Well, of course, you know, I don't want to bypass Andrew Wallace, who's now moved to Arizona, but of course, his Sinatra shows really evolved over time, and they were really spectacular. And when he played with Connie Everson, the More by Four group, I really liked Rondo, which is the story of the black community in St. Paul, and when the freeway came through it, and what happened to that community in song. It's really powerful. And now we're having a little bit more improv as well, the Masters of Improv, the people from the Dudley Riggs. And we're having the mysterious old radio show as well from the 40s. So they're all performers. They're all art. And so we're just trying to expose more and more things to the community.
You know, my very first job in town when I moved down from the Aaron Range in 1978, I was a ticket salesman at Dudley Riggs, etc., which was in Seven Corners, but it was part of the Dudley Riggs Empire. Got a chance to hang out with Dudley and watch him work his magic. You know, one of Dudley Riggs was one of the first, before Second City in Chicago, was one of the first improv comedy troupes in America. And so I saw a young comedian by the name of Louis Anderson did some of his first shows there. And I saw a great show. He just celebrated his 110th birthday last week. It would have been a great show at Crooner's, but I saw Henny Youngman.
Oh, wow. Wow. That was great. Yeah.
Got to hang out with him now. I've got some Mike Rionito, who the first band that really...
Oh, yes, of course. Of course, you know, and Prudence Johnson and Dan Chouinard. I mean, the list really goes on and on. I mean, Maria Jetty is going to be there, was there Saturday with the Schubert Club. So we're reaching out to do more things with the Schubert Club and sort of jazz, large jazz bands, small jazz bands. All the clubs have to be in this together, and we all got to stay in business so that we can support the music community that's here as well. We did something fun last year that we're going to do again this year, is that we have a comedy festival the first week in June, and then we have a contest for young, or not necessarily young, but comics, up and coming comics. I think, if you ask me about the future, I would like to see us do more. We have the St. Olaf Choir come. We have different schools come and perform. I would like to see us do more with kids and introduce kids more to music, to jazz. Yeah. So we have a lot of things we'd like to do as well as we move forward.
And two, I've been saying for years, and you do some daytime shows, but I was just talking to somebody the other day, a fellow musician, and we said, why the 11th commandment doesn't say all shows have to start at 9 p.m.? I think you could say, add some great jazz shows, Saturday or Sunday brunch, and I wouldn't be surprised if you do.
So we start at 4 o'clock now on Saturdays and Sundays, and we are thinking about doing like a 1 o'clock show on Wednesday, just to see what kind of interest there might be. And then if there's interest in that, we'll continue that. So, yeah, we're always looking at the different times that will work for people. And we find, like, Maude Hickson or Arnie Fogel, they play at 4 o'clock on Fridays and Sundays, and they're just, like, a big hit. And, of course, the up-and-coming Joanne Parker with her Patsy Cline.
She's phenomenal. You know, it's so fun talking to Mary T. We've known each other actually for several years, and I've been such a big supporter of crooners and every other music club that's cool in town. Fortunately, we've got dozens of them, but I want to give you such credit for not only having such a wonderful venue for musicians. Your food is incredible. Your
drinks, it is.
And your staff is just top notch.
Yeah. Every day I come in, I go through the kitchen, I say hello to every kitchen staff, the dishwasher. I thank them because that is so important. I mean, it really is. And I think that we really try to treat our server staff really nice, our drink runners, our hosts. We're having a staff meeting in April, and we're going to have yoga. Teach us all how to relax using yoga. Yoga and pizza. So that's a great staff meeting.
Oh, heck, I'm down with that. Mary T., this has been so delightful. I'd like to remind the audience that the Island of Discarded Women monthly live show and podcast will be appearing at Crooners on April 4th. It's going to be a great night, all sorts of music and cool people. If I could do something to salute all you powerful women. Of course, my biggest fan was my mother. And we're going to end this show with a song I wrote that I would like to dedicate to all of you called Walking in a Woman's World. The chorus goes, I won't stop running till I'm walking in a woman's world. And the women will be holding forth April 4th, the Island of Discarded Women at Crooners. Mary T., good luck with everything.
Thank you. Hope to see you at Crooners soon.
And say hi to all my musician buddies down there.
I certainly will. Thank you, Paul.
Thank you. Have a great night. You. Bye-bye.
It's called Walking in a Woman's World.
One, two, three, four. Kitty Genovese was walking home one night, stranger on Queens Boulevard asked her for a light. She said no, and he struck her down as 38 looked on. Now those 38 still hear her cry since Kitty has passed on. She ain't safe in a straight line. She ain't safe on an airplane. She ain't safe on the ground. Because my grandma was once just a girl. And I won't stop running till I'm walking in a woman's world.
Ken came home from college. Stories of where she's been in this town 10 years ago. She was a homecoming queen. We won't hear those stories now. Or meet her boyfriend Dave. It was a short walk from the coffee shop to the shallow grave.
She ain't safe in a straight line.
Thanks for listening to the Wall of Power Radio Hour. The show was produced by Paul Metza, engineered by Patrick Lillia. We'd like to thank our guest, Mary T., the Grand Maven of Crooner's Supper Club, with their big show, The Island of Discarded Women, on April 4th. You can follow me at paulmetza.com. I've got a big show coming up at the 318 Music Cafe in Excelsior with my buddy Sonny Earl on March 29th. Love to see you all there. Like my dad used to tell me, remember to be kind and make someone happy.